Hey guys, welcome to today's edition of Today in South Asia. I'm your host, Evan Schaefer, and today is February 8th, 2019. Today, we're going to begin with discussing the Maldives ex-president, Yameen Abdul Gayoom. Ex-president Yameen is in hot water after police in the Maldives have asked the country's prosecutor general to charge the former president with money laundering and embezzlement. They also ask that they charge his former legal affairs minister, Azima Shukr, with helping aid the ex-president. Yameen served as president for 5 years and recently lost the 2018 election. He is often referred to as a strongman president, meaning he rules with force of will and with military methods. This allegation came to light in 2016 following a television station investigation. Yameen denies all of these accusations. What do you believe? This request to investigate Yameen comes from a supposed shady deal to lease islands for tourist resort development and the discovery of $1 million in Yameen's bank account. The Maldives government has recently sought out international help to find millions of dollars allegedly siphoned off by the former president. Aslam Shakir, a spokesman for the Maldives Embassy in Colombo, the country's capital, stated, "Police have now completed their investigation and the prosecutor general can now formally charge the former president." He said that the investigations led police to evidence that links Yameen and his justice minister to the theft of state funds and money laundering. In December, courts in the tourist paradise froze approximately $6.5 million allegedly linked to the former president. The reason the Maldives government is working with foreign entities is because they believe that there could be millions more of dollars stashed in offshore accounts. None of the countries the Maldives are working with have been named, and the former president has been questioned and not detained. This is not the first time Yameen has come under scrutiny. In the past, he has been accused of jailing and forcing into exile his political opponents. He has also been accused of receiving close to $1.5 million in illicit payments during his failed bid for re-election. The country's monetary authority lodged a police complaint over alleged donations made into private accounts held by Yameen in the run-up to the polls. The former president's spokesman had denied any wrongdoing, stating that Yameen maintained a separate account to receive election campaign funding. He also did not confirm or deny the amount of money Yameen received. Yameen heavily relied on China for political and financial report, which has been influential in the Maldivian politics and the economy. Right before the election, on September 23, 2018, a corruption watchdog alleged that Yameen accepted lavish gifts from billionaire developer who was later leased two islands in the Paradise Archipelago without bidding for them. It seems that former President Yameen has many allegations of corruption against him, even if certain allegations are false. It is very unlikely that after all of these allegations and proof that at least one of them is not true. Shady government dealings lead to distrust towards governments in the Maldives. Even other countries may be weary doing deals with an allegedly corrupt country. My question to you listeners is, there are only a few things that we know about Yameen. What other corrupt dealings could we be missing? We may never know. But if these allegations are true, the majority of people will agree that he should be sentenced. Using taxpayer money for your own benefit is very unethical. Those millions of dollars could have been put towards helping building up infrastructure or helping people in poverty. Overall, here at Today in South Asia, we believe that former President Yameen is a very shady person and should be put in jail. But we want to know what you, the listener's opinion is. Let us know by calling into our next show. That's it for this edition of Today in South Asia. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for more.